Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday, my wife's package arrived. She's been tracking it for I don't know how many days now. She loves to track packages.
What did she get? Did she tell you?
She bought herself a necklace.
Oh, that's right.
She says, this is my reward for taking care of you for the past almost 3 weeks now as I've been riding around on a scooter and on crutches half the time with this broken ankle.
Well, I'm glad that she knows when to treat herself. That's important.
Yes.
And she does. She deserves all the little treats right now.
It wasn't an expensive necklace, only $30.
Ow!
She had originally asked me for shoes that were like $200.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yes, yes, get them. I said, you deserve it, especially after what I've put you through the past 2.5 weeks, where she's taking care of me and picking up my slack and still having to take care of the kids. And
then also still do all her own stuff.
Yeah, it's when you really get down to it, like the amount of things when you have an injury like this. Like, it's just my ankle, but the amount of little tiny things that I used to be able to do that I took for granted that I didn't even realize, just carrying items from one room to another. I mean, our house is so cluttery right now.
Or even just opening doors. Every time Bill leaves the studio, I'm trying to open the door for him because poor guy is just rolling around on a scooter.
So she received her package yesterday and, she is very happy. I wanted to mention this because I know this is the time of year. It's just so easy to have everything delivered to your house these days instead of going out to get what you want. And so the Amazon drivers especially are overworked. And they got to drive through these horrible weather conditions.
Oh, yeah. Especially right now. This weather has sucked this week. And, like, we have the luxury of just, you know, commuting to and from work. They got to drive around all the time and make Christmas happen for everybody.
And that's how I knew that package was delivered yesterday, because there's these giant footprints up my driveway.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's this going? And then I open the door and see the package. So you can show some love to your overworked Amazon driver this time of year. When you order something, the Amazon app and the website will have an icon that says, thank your driver. Now, if you click on this icon, a $5 bonus will go to the driver, and it's at no cost to you. This does not come out of your account.
That's the best part. All it costs you is a couple of clicks.
This is something that Amazon is doing, and they're giving away 2 million thank yous through December 31st. And they're even rewarding the driver that gets the most thank yous.
Oh, does it say what the reward is?
Yeah, it's a $100 bonus for the driver that gets the most thank yous.
Okay, well, I mean, I think we could up that, but that's beggars can't be choosers, I suppose.
Well, it's $100 plus all those $5 tips that they get.
Okay, they still get, I see.
So something to be aware of this holiday season. It's good vibes, helping out your Amazon driver. More good vibes on the way this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alicia in Brook Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got your text about your most embarrassing moment at work. And as soon as I read it, I was like, this is, at least to me, is the most relatable thing in the world right now.
Hits home pretty hard for Belle.
What was your embarrassing moment, Alicia?
I was in a walking boot. I had recently shattered my ankle, and I was back to work. And I was in my office desk chair talking to my boss's boss, and something fell on the ground. And instead of getting up to try to get it, I reached over to get it and completely fell out of my chair.
But they get it, right? They know.
Oh, no. He was completely kind-hearted, did not laugh, at least not in front of me, maybe after he walked away.
Oh, good for him for holding it in.
Well, the first thought is probably panic on their part. It's like, oh, my gosh, she hurt herself.
They rushed to help me because they knew that I was in a walking boot.
Yeah.
Right.
But me, personally, because it was my boss's boss, not just my boss's boss, and I was just so mortified.
Yeah. I know exactly how you feel, Alicia, as I sit here talking to you, sitting here in my walking boot.
Oh, no.
After I recently fractured my ankle. There's been lots of embarrassing moments. I will say this. People are so kind. They even go out of their way where, you know, oh, my gosh, I want to hold the door open for you. And
yeah,
you know,
I've been a lot nicer to you than usual.
Is that right?
I've tried to be more helpful. I'm like, he's just hobbling around. Poor guy.
I mean, it wasn't at work, but I fell off a ladder, which was pretty embarrassing because I'm laying in the bushes in my front yard.
I'm still hoping that your neighbors got a show on their Ring cameras.
Yeah, I wish somebody would would come forth if they have a video of that. I would say the most embarrassing moment, though, while wearing the walking boot. Alicia, I do PA announcing for high schools, and I was at a basketball game in Avon Lake, and where you have to sit is like further up in the stands, and there's no steps, and I can't walk, and I can't take the crutches or anything.
Oh.
So I had to crawl like a toddler.
No.
Oh, no.
Up the bleachers.
No.
And I'm sure I
think I would just skip it or find a reason not to go.
Oh, no, I was getting paid. I had to do it. But I'm sure I got a few stares. But at the same time, when people see the walking boot, they get it. They understand.
I don't know. If I saw somebody climbing up bleachers, walking boot or not, I think I'm going to judge them.
Alicia, thank you so much for listening to our show. How long were you in that boot, by the way?
So I was home for 6 weeks after I shattered the ankle, and then another 6 weeks at work with it.
Oh, good God. 6 weeks.
Yikes.
I'm hoping to be out in a week, but I don't know. I'm putting a little bit of...
I completely shattered my ankle. I was in a car accident and completely shattered it.
Yeah, your injury sounds way worse than mine.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Alicia, for listening to our show. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Going to the east side, to East Lake, to talk to Aaron. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe to share.
I sure do. So mine's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
So first part is about a month ago, I got engaged.
Congratulations!
Thank you. So that's really exciting. And my fiance and I have been doing long distance, and so our family hasn't had a chance to meet each other. But later today, I'm going to go have lunch with both of my moms.
Oh,
so the first time.
This is a big day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sort this all out. So you are here in Eastlake. Where is your fiance?
He's in California.
Oh, my gosh. That is so long distance.
That is some long distance right there.
But he's originally from here?
Yeah. And then moved out there for work, and we got to know each other. And we were like, oh man, we actually really like each other. What are we going to do? So for 2 years, we've been flying across the country every month.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie though. Yeah. I think that that really builds like so much strength in a relationship when you can be long distance and make it work.
I agree. And I know he can commit, you know, because he already has.
Yeah.
So his mom is here. Are you meeting the mom or it's just that your mom is meeting his mom for the first time?
Oh, no, I've met his mom plenty of times.
Gotcha.
We've spent a lot of time, holidays and stuff together, but our moms are meeting for the first time today.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to get along?
What if they don't?
They're very different, but I think they have similar values. I think they're just, they're really different, but I think hopefully in a way that's complimentary. I don't know. I'm a little nervous, but excited.
I'm sure it'll go great.
I have a long-term question.
Sure.
After the two of you get married, is he moving back home or are you moving to California?
I'm moving to California.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. Yeah.
You got sunshine on the horizon.
Yeah, I can't wait. I need that vitamin D for sure.
What you should do is break that to the moms today.
Oh, they know.
Okay. Good.
That would get things off on the wrong foot. Your mom's in tears. My baby's leaving me.
Hey, it would be a great segue, though, if there was any conflict to just drop that bomb. Like, I'm moving to California. And then all bets are off. All the attention is on that. So,
yeah, we've already gone through. My mom's gone through the mourning process.
Aww.
So it took a couple of, well, it was before we even got engaged, that was the discussion. And she's like, I don't know about this. But yeah. She's excited for us, ultimately.
Erin, enjoy the moms today. Thank you for calling in with the good vibe. Best of luck to you and your fiance in the future. And we'll miss you when you go.
Thank you. I'll be back all the time.
Good vibes. 216-474-0104. Every morning on the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. All right, Alyssa Rose, what is the purchase that you are considering making, but you're afraid to make it? You're hesitant. What is stopping you from making this purchase?
Well, I want to bring a space heater in.
Into the studio.
Yes. Yes. It gets cold in here in the winter. And I have my little blanket, which is fine for now, but it would be nice to have like a legit heater just like by my feet. The reason I will not do that, though, is that I have like a genuine fear of space heaters, mostly because I'm afraid of forgetting to unplug it or turn it off. I'm afraid I would burn this whole place down.
That is a concern.
That's a pretty big concern.
I'll tell you, it would be tough explaining that to the executives the following day.
Yeah.
If the studio burns down.
I don't know how I would explain that one away. My first boss in radio, anytime I would mess up and like I would be like hard on myself, he would say, I don't know why like you're so upset. Did anybody die? Did anything burn down? And I'd be like, no.
Oh.
And but in this case,
here it's the second box that we'd be checking.
Yeah, I'd be like, I might burn the whole place down.
Right. And we're in the historic Halley Building downtown. I mean, this building is over 100 years old. I can guarantee that the tenants, or not just the tenants, but the landlords, the owners of the Halley Building, they probably don't want to deal with a fire either.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know if there's rules against having a space heater? Have you seen another space heater in the office anywhere?
You know, I haven't. I have not.
There might be rules. There's weird rules.
There definitely are.
Working in this building.
I would not be surprised if we cannot have a space heater. Like I said, I'm not going to get brave and bring one in, but it would be nice to have. Or maybe just like bump the heat up. But there must be somebody in our building, like in our office, that loves it to be really cold in the winter because it'll still be like 67 degrees in here, even when it's like below freezing outside.
I remember when I was working in Phoenix, and you might be thinking, why in the world would you need a space heater in the studio if you're working in Phoenix? The thing was, is that the air conditioner was on so high that it was freezing in the studios. And I was okay, but I worked alongside someone that brought in a space heater. And I said, it's cool, except you got to remember to turn that thing off. And sometimes they didn't. And I would come into work the next morning. I'm usually the first one in. And I'd open up the door, and it's like a sauna. like because the space heater was left on all night.
Sounds so nice, but I also would be like so panicked if I walked in and just saw that that was left on overnight. Be like, yeah. This could have been so much worse.
I've never heard of a radio station burning down because of a space heater. However, I believe, I don't know how long ago this was. I want to say within the last 20, 25 years, there was a radio station in Steubenville that burned down because someone left the Christmas lights on.
Are you serious?
Hence the reason why we don't have any Christmas lights on in the studio. Or at least...
I thought we were just lazy. No. I didn't know that was why. I thought we were just like being a little grinchy over here. I had no idea.
Red Flag Friday is on the way this morning. Let's help out Kayla coming up. She's been in a relationship for about 4 years.
Oh.
Is it unusual to notice a red flag in your relationship 4 years in?
That feels a little unusual.
We'll find out coming up. The Q more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. LaLaLaLaBlinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. Kayla from Old Brooklyn is going to join us right now. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've noticed a red flag in your relationship. Something has happened that has given you pause. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years now. We live together and everything is good. It's pretty much good. And, you know, I've been patient, really patient about the whole next step in the relationship thing, because I don't want to pressure him or like make it weird. But, you know, the holidays are coming up and I can't help thinking, if he doesn't propose this year, is that a red flag? Because I kind of think it might be.
Oh, this is interesting. Normally on Red Flag Friday, we have new relationships, people who have just met each other. They've started the courtship process and they're noticing red flags.
Usually people will notice something that the other person has done, but this is like something that he hasn't done.
Yeah. And four years into the relationship, do you still see red flags? Is that a red flag? So have you guys had the conversation about the next big giant step?
I've been dropping hints. It hasn't been a full blown conversation, but I've made it very clear.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's kind of dragging his feet and I don't want to have to tell him to propose and possibly ruin a surprise or anything. But I don't also want to like sit around and wait forever. It's tough. And like all of our friends are getting engaged, some of which have been together way less time than we have. And I'm obviously happy for them, but I'm also like, hello, what are we doing here? When is it my turn?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a red flag. I really think this is a conversation that couples should have before any kind of question gets popped. I don't know. That's the way that I felt. With Paula, or with anybody, I think you should have the conversation, because when I ask the question, I think that you should have a pretty good idea what the answer is going to be.
Yeah, like we don't want it to be is she going to say yes? We don't want it to be a question. So that conversation, I feel like it needs to be had if it hasn't already.
But after 4 years, is it a red flag that Kayla is expecting a ring?
But if it doesn't come,
is that a red flag for the relationship? 216-474-0104. Kayla, we're going to have to stay in touch over the holidays.
Absolutely.
Because we want to know what happens.
I got to know what happens. I'm hoping to see you with a shiny ring on your finger on Instagram.
I know. I'm dreading the idea of like sitting through another holiday season, which is usually engagement season for most people. And I'm just on the sidelines watching my cousins all married and I'm left by myself.
216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. Mike Posner. Remember Mike Posner?
Oh, yeah.
Really nice guy, too.
I have heard that. I follow him on social media, and he seems like actually a really nice, really down-to-earth dude.
Absolutely. I would put Charlie Puth in that category, and I'd have to really put some thought to it to think of other really nice artists. But you've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of Red Flag Friday. We were talking to Kayla. Kayla's been with her guy for about 4 years. And this year is the year that she's wondering, if I don't get the ring, is that a red flag?
Like, should I keep waiting around? What are we doing here?
But they haven't had a conversation about getting married, which is strange to me.
Kayla says that she's dropped some hints, but it does not seem that her boyfriend is picking up on any of them.
Well, someone texted in this morning. They're like, guys don't get hints. They don't take hints. She needs to have a conversation with him and tell him and talk about the future. Taylor is in New London. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Red flag or no red flag that this guy doesn't seem interested in getting married, at least right now?
I say no red flag just because I was in the same situation myself.
And okay, so how long were you with your partner before? Are you engaged or married now?
We're married now, but I waited 7 years.
Okay.
Were you like Kayla? Were you every year expecting a ring and then you didn't get it?
No, because we had talked about our plans and he we've been together since our junior year of high school. So he was like, we're just too young. Mm. And I just want to live my early 20s not married and not have to worry about those responsibilities.
Okay, but it worked out in the end. You got there eventually.
You had the conversation, which is very important. For example, Paula and I, my wife Paula moved in with me within 2 months of dating each other. And that was just because of coincidence. Coincidence isn't the word I'm looking for. It was just timing.
Yeah.
Her lease was up and she needed a place to live. And we both felt like, hey, this is going somewhere. So why don't you just move in with me? Why not? Who cares?
And it's always silly when you're like dating somebody and paying two separate rents. So I get that.
But we did not get engaged for 6 more years.
Oh, wow. You guys waited a long time.
But we constantly talked about it. We had the conversation.
Like, so she knew that the ring was coming eventually.
Right.
Like, that was your plan.
We were committed to each other, and we're both very practical people, and we wanted to be in a specific place financially before we got the ring that she wanted, and then, you know, figuring out how we're going to pull off a wedding, which we ended up not pulling. We decided we wanted to save all that money and elope in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's plenty of reasons that he might be, quote unquote, dragging his feet.
Right.
But I understand what Kayla's saying. She doesn't want to make it weird and bring it up and like actually have the conversation. But I think that if it's 4 years in, it's time.
You need to have the conversation because he could be thinking everything is just fine. And he could be thinking, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you.
And no rush.
But he doesn't need the ring.
Right.
To express those feelings. They need to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, that's our advice to you, Kayla. Talk it out.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's feeling very nostalgic today because of, well, we got a wild weather weekend coming up.
Oh, we do. We do. We are in for it.
And so what's coming in tomorrow afternoon, is an Alberta Clipper.
And you know who I always think of anytime you say the words Alberta Clipper.
Who is that?
Mr. Dick Goddard. Love of my life.
The late, great Dick Goddard.
The Alberta Clipper. I miss him so much.
I used to do a Dick Goddard impersonation. And it's been obviously a very long time since I've tried to do it. And I've done it for him. I did it for him.
Do you think you could pull it out right now?
We were in the same room together. And then we did it. We did like dueling dicks on the phone. We were having a Dick Goddard conversation where he was talking to me and I was talking to him as Dick Goddard.
I wonder if he thought that it sounded odd at all or if he was like, yeah, that sounds correct.
I should ask somebody if they have a... I would love to hear that.
I would love to hear that, too. Can you give us a little bit?
I mean, those were the days before it was difficult to record anything. So
just say Alberta Clipper.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I got to channel.
Channel Dick Goddard.
So this weekend, a very wild weekend happening here in Northeast Ohio. We have an Alberta Clipper coming in Saturday afternoon. It's going to bring about 1 to 4 inches across Northeast Ohio, and traveling is going to be very, very difficult, so just be aware of that.
Oh, it's so good.
Does it sound like him?
It really does. If I close my eyes, oh, it's so close.
He thought so, too.
It's so good.
I'm so happy that I was able to do Dick for Dick.
I am, too. I'm so glad that you got to experience that moment. A little jealous, but I'm happy for you.
All right. What are we doing this morning? We have Free Plug Friday coming up after 8 o'clock. So this is a chance for you to plug whatever you got going on in the next couple weeks. Maybe it's your small business. Maybe it's your side hustle. Maybe it's some sort of a charity event or something that you want to highlight. And you can do that on our show coming up after 8 this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We do that every single morning as well. Caller 14. You're going to be next to play, 216-474-0104, you versus Alyssa. We have more tickets for Sunday's West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge.
Woo!
Indoor putt-putt, 18
Sunday
holes.
Sunday fun day.
So caller 14 right now, 216-474-0104. Jason in Brook Park, good morning.
Good morning.
You're in the hot seat, man. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most trivia questions correct will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. On the fifth day of Christmas, what did my true love give to me?
5 golden rings.
Question two. If you want to sit in the passenger seat of a car, you'd have to yell this word.
Shotgun.
The lyrics for this 2015 song, "Oh, oh, I'm fallen, so I'm taking my time on my ride," was from what band?
Oh, oh, I'm fallen. So oh, boy. You said 2015?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's go with The Killers.
Question four. Their original recipe had 11 herbs and spices. What's the name of the restaurant?
KFC.
Final question. A male donkey is called a jackass. A female donkey is called what?
Burro.
All right, Jason, let me count you up here real quick. I have you down with 3 correct out of 5 today.
Yep.
Will Alyssa tie you? Will Alyssa do better than 3? Alyssa's College of Knowledge next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jason in Brook Park is who you're playing against today.
Good
Alyssa.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason, what was your prediction? You think Alyssa's going to beat you?
Yeah, today I think she's going to beat me.
Why do you think that?
She's a lot better at...
Trivia?
No, the music thing, and yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Don't sell yourself short, though, Jason. You never know what could happen.
They were pretty easy questions.
Jason got 3 of them correct. Alyssa, you need 3 to tie him, and any more than that, you're going to win the game. Question number one. On the fifth day of Christmas, what did my true love give to me?
Maids of Milken.
See, she doesn't know her Christmas songs, Jason.
That's true. Wow.
5 golden rings.
I wasn't going to go through all the days to figure it out.
Question two. If you want to sit in the passenger seat of a car, you'd have to yell this word.
Shotgun.
Question three. The lyrics for this 2015 song, "Oh, oh, I'm fallen, so I'm taking my time on my ride," was from what band?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Train?
Train.
Why can't I think of the song?
That was 21 Pilots. Taking my time on my ride.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so much, it's easier when it's actually sung.
Yeah, I just like could not think of even like the melody or anything.
Yeah.
See, Jason, now Alyssa needs the next 2 questions correct just to tie you.
Okay.
Question 4. Their original recipe had 11 herbs and spices. What's the name of the restaurant?
KFC.
That is correct. Final question. Alyssa needs it, or Jason wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. A male donkey is called a jackass. A female donkey is called what?
This is a hard one.
Yeah, we got
this
her.
It's tough. A female donkey?
Uh-huh.
I don't, just give me the buzzer. I don't know.
A female donkey is a Jenny.
A Jenny?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Wow.
I didn't even know that they had a specific name for females.
Yeah.
The best part, we all learned something today. Even better than that, Jason, who was so unconfident going into this game, has beaten Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yeah, look at that, Jason.
Wow. I honestly, like the first one, I would have really almost thought you would have definitely gotten.
Yeah, it's a Friday. A little off my game, but good job. Good job.
Never give up, Jason. You have an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma. We're going to send that to you along with some fantastic prizes.
All right. My name is Jason, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Right at this moment, Alyssa Rose is tricking out my knee scooter.
I am. I brought in tinsel and a big old Christmas bow, so we are pimping out Bill's ride.
That's great. I do have places to be this weekend. I have, well, my son Will has a basketball game today. I have a basketball game tomorrow. Not playing any game. I'm working at a high school basketball game.
I told him he doesn't have to keep all the decorations on the scooter, but he said he's going to.
So, yeah, I'm recovering from this fractured ankle. I really hope I only need the scooter for like another week, but I will be festive.
Yes, you will be.
Riding around in my tricked out Christmas scooter.
Yeah, so if you see somebody blinking from a mile away, it's probably Bill.
All right, free plug Friday. Let's get it started. 216-474-0104. If there's something that you want to plug on our show, our airwaves are yours for the next few minutes. Now, Alyssa would say you have some things to plug.
I do.
Go ahead.
I do. So this weekend is Taylor Swift's birthday tomorrow, and Brewnuts in, I think it's like Gordon Square area, they're having a Taylor weekend, Taylor Fest 2025. They have different donuts for each of her albums that they're going to be serving today through Sunday. There's 12 different donuts, but they look so freaking good.
Very cool.
And then there's also a Christmas market tomorrow and Sunday with like 80 plus vendors at May Halls. I will be there, and I'm very, very excited. So if you're trying to find like local makers, this is a really good spot to get some shopping done.
Like if you want to get like a homemade ornament?
Yeah.
I have trouble saying the word ornament.
Ornaments.
Ornaments.
Yeah, you can get some ornaments there.
Give me an ornament that I can hang on my scooter.
Oh, I can do that.
All right, 216-474-0104. Free plug Friday. It's the Q Morning Show. Do the phones work?
I don't know. Should we check those out? We didn't get anybody calling in, but we did get a text.
Well, this is the first time that no one has ever called up for Free Plug Friday.
I don't know what the weather is like outside right now. So it could be dicey. I'm not sure. We don't have any windows.
Well, it might also be the end of the year. Like, nobody has anything going on.
Yeah, everybody's just circling back in 2026.
Like seriously, there's no more events to plug in 2025.
Well, I do have this text.
Okay.
Small business. She said she has horrible service right now, so she can't call. But Crockin CLE.
Boy,
they specialize.
You're ruining this.
I know. I'm
this
sorry.
This is her business.
Okay. Let me
read it professionally.
Let me get a redo. Okay. Crockin CLE. They specialize in dry ingredient crock pot meal packets that are perfect for busy families. You can shop online at their website, Crockin. CrockinCLE.com. And on there, you'll also find a list of over 20 local retailers that have their products. So check it out.
Very good, Alyssa.
That actually sounds really, really good.
She would be very proud of that free plug.
20 meals that are already like ready to go. Easy peasy.
All right. Well, now I see every phone line lit up, but what? It's too late now. So maybe we'll bring this back next week. Free Plug Friday on the Q Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning show. It's Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Are you your dog's favorite human? I bring this up because, well, I've been sitting on the couch a lot lately with this broken ankle and thinking about whatever I can think about.
Haven't you been sleeping on the couch, too?
I have.
Yeah.
So I fractured my ankle, what was it, the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And since that night, I have been sleeping on my couch. And it's worked out pretty well. I mean, the reason why is because my bed in our bedroom is somewhat elevated.
Yeah.
Because we have storage underneath our bed. And so we just thought it would be easier to be on the couch because it's much lower.
You can't put any weight on that foot.
Yeah. Plus, I'm so noisy and loud. I'm waking Paula up in the middle of the night. And so it's just, I'm away from her. I think Paula loves it because she has the bed to herself. I think she's getting the best sleep of her life.
Probably.
But I believe that we have confused our dog, Myrtle.
Oh, no.
Who is a 5-year-old Rhodesian Ridgeback mix, a rescue. And it's always been widely assumed that Myrtle's favorite is my wife Paula, because she's always next to Paula. Whenever Paula gets home, that's when she's the most excited. Whenever Paula's car pulls up into the driveway, She will go to the side door to wait for Paula. She doesn't do that for anybody else.
Like, just Paula.
I come home during the day and Myrtle doesn't even move.
Oh, really?
No.
But she might just be in, like, sleepy time. That might be, like, her nap time when you get home.
And so we've talked about it. It's like, well, why is that? Like, how does a dog choose their favorite? And Paula seems to think that I'm the one that normally feeds her. And
yeah.
So maybe it's that one. But I'm the one that gives Myrtle her walks. And she does get excited about that when it's walk time. However, she hasn't been on a really like a proper walk in about 3 weeks.
So she doesn't really have any particular reason to be nice to you.
But she does sleep in bed with us. And here's the thing. Since I've been on the couch for the last 3 weeks, Myrtle has been sleeping with me. Like right next to me. And I put a picture of Myrtle. You can see Myrtle, and she's right next to me on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I got to check this out.
On our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. And so now Paula's like, well, what's going on here?
Oh, is Paula, like freaking out?
Like, why is...
Like, I thought I was our dog's favorite.
Why is she going out there with you? Why is she not staying up in bed with me, her normal spot?
Oh, she looks so sweet in this picture. Like, she literally looks like she's just glued to your side.
So we can't figure it out. We're asking all these questions. It's like, well, maybe you've been the favorite the entire time. Maybe she feels safer next to you. Maybe she knows that something is wrong and she's trying to comfort you. We don't know. I mean, how do you really know?
I wish they could talk, even just for a day. I would love to hear what they have to say.
216-474-0104 if you have any insight on any of those questions. But I'm just curious, who's the dog's favorite in your house?
And how do you know? How have you determined that?
Yeah. Is it you? And if it's not you, does that bother you that the dog has a favorite in the house and it's not you? Does this work for other animals too? Does it work for cats?
I think it works. Yeah. Cause I'm none of the cat's favorites. Bryce is their favorite, even though I'm the one that feeds them, cleans their litter and makes sure they stay alive. But, you know, whatever.
You don't sound bitter at all.
Totally not.
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. Maddie and Ravenna joining us right now. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the favorite human in your house, your dog's favorite human?
So I have two dogs. My husky loves my husband because he's very active. He's always outside doing some kind of project. And then I have a little pit bull. She's a little bit older, and she likes me because I like to relax. I'm active outside of the house, but when I get home, I just want to chill. So my dog will sit with me. The husky goes out with him. But you were mentioning cats, too. We have three cats, and they all love me.
Lucky!
So
yeah, they don't really cuddle with my husband too much, but it's because, like, I have the heating blanket, and all three cats are on top of the heating blanket.
Oh, you got the comfy cozies going. You're exactly where they want to be.
Yes.
That's interesting. Maybe I look more comfortable on the couch, and that's why...
You probably do, because you're not really moving either. It's not like you're getting up and moving on.
Maddie, was there ever a point before you got your second dog that you were a little jealous of your husband, that the first dog prefers your husband?
Before we got the second dog, our husky was very, very active because she was a puppy then.
Yeah.
And so we both kind of played with her. She's a little bit more high energy, and I do have those energy spurts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll play with her, and you know how you like juke a dog and you like just jump at them and they jump at you and then they get zooming. I do that with her. He more or less just like has her by his side. That's his sidekick. Yeah. When he's outside doing a project, she's interested in it. But before we got our second dog, you know, we both played with her. So it was kind of even, but I was never really jealous.
Right, because that dog was so active. It a better fit for your husband.
Yes.
You needed your quiet time, apparently.
I did. So
already had the cats, too.
Yes, and I'm very content with my cats. They are very chill. They're not, you know, in my face going, oh my gosh, hi mom, you know.
So yeah, my cats don't do that to me either, but they do that to my husband. So that's why I assume that he's their favorite, because they're all up in his face all day, every day.
Right.
Thank you.
When we got the second dog, it just kind of, you know, we gave her a playmate. So she's kind of just content now.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you for listening to our show.
Yep, have a good day.
Have a great weekend. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
The Q Morning Show, Olivia Dean, Chapel Roan on Q104. I think I read somewhere where she's going to be a part of New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Oh, is she?
New Year's Eve with Seacrest.
Okay.
So I have in front of me Apple's most downloaded free iPhone apps of 2025. Have you already seen this list?
I have not. I saw the headline this morning, but I didn't read it.
Okay. I can get through these quickly. Number 10 is Google Gemini, which I believe is Google's AI app. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I believe I'm correct on that.
Yeah, who's using that?
Google. I think a lot of people are using Gemini. I think a lot of people think Gemini is better than ChatGPT.
Oh.
I just have not given it. I have not tried it out. So it's not on my iPhone.
Too many AIs for me.
Number 9 is the Gmail app. Number 8 is Google Maps. Do you use Google Maps? What's your map of choice?
I'm an Apple girl. I know it's controversial.
I use Apple Maps as well. I know a lot of people that use Waze. I just have not been able to get into that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I've used Apple Maps for so long, I just don't want to change it.
Number 7 is YouTube. Imagine that. People are still downloading YouTube in 2025. Instagram at number 6. The WhatsApp Messenger on number 5.
Wow, that's higher than I would have thought, but okay.
TikTok's number 4. Google is number 3. The actual Google app to Google things, to search for things.
Okay, are you a Google or a Safari person?
I'm a Google person.
Are you? Because I'm a Safari person.
Doesn't Safari come up like organically on your phone? Like,
yeah,
I hate that.
That's like the one that it defaults to.
I don't like that. Can I make it so it doesn't default to the Safari app? I'd rather only use the Google app.
You probably can, but that's the exact reason why I use Safari on my phone. I don't use it on my MacBook.
So this is what surprised me. Apple's most downloaded free iPhone apps of 2025. Number 2 is Threads.
No.
People are using Threads?
Get out of here. Did Zuckerberg pay for this list?
I've never downloaded that app.
I've never downloaded that either. I've never used it. I didn't think people actually like were.
It makes me wonder if we're missing out on something. Like, are people using Threads and I'm not aware of it?
Oh, come on. That's where my line went. I'm very adaptable to new social media, but like Threads, I was like, I'm out. I did TikTok. I'm out. I'm done.
The number one most downloaded app from Apple is, do you want to guess? We've already kind of mentioned it. ChatGPT.
Oh.
Wow. I'm glad I found this exciting list for you.
Man.
All right. This is more exciting. Disney on Ice tickets coming up after 9 this morning. So a Q keyword is on the way. And we got to do this right now. Get ready for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14.
Take on a real person, not an AI chatbot. How's that for you?
216-474-0104. Call now. We have more tickets to the West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge on Sunday. You just got to take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. One more time, let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Medina is going to play today. Medina, where are you from? Please say Medina.
No, I'm from Avon Lake.
Oh, okay. Medina from Medina would have been
fun.
Would have been fun to have. But Avon Lake, just as good. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Medina?
I am ready.
Frosty the Snowman. He had a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of what?
Coal.
Question 2. Alrighty then was the catchphrase for Ace Ventura, who is played by who?
Jim Carrey.
Question 3. Under the Bridge, Californication, and Scar Tissue are hit songs for this band.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
Let's try question 4. In the game Monopoly, when you go to jail, you are told 2 things. Do not pass go, and what else?
I don't know. I don't play Monopoly.
You've never played Monopoly?
I mean, years and years and years ago.
All right, final question. If you left Detroit, Michigan, driving south, what is the first foreign country you would reach?
Detroit, Michigan, driving south, Mexico.
All right, Medina. I have you down with two correct today, 2 out of 5.
Oh, that's great.
You started off tremendous, but then fell off there at the end.
I sure did.
How will Alyssa do compared to you? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Round two, next. Alyssa has returned for Alyssa's College of Knowledge, facing off against Medina and Avon Lake.
Good morning, Medina.
Good morning.
How'd it go?
Oh, it went.
It started off really well and then tailed off at the end.
Okay.
She went 2 for 5. Alyssa, you need 2 questions correct to tie Medina. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Question 1. Frosty the Snowman. He had a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of what?
Coal.
All righty then, was the catchphrase for Ace Ventura, who was played by who?
Oh my gosh. What? Carrie. Not Drew Carey. Oh my God, Jim Carrey.
She gets the tie.
Worked it out.
All right, well, we need answers to these last 3 questions then. Under the Bridge, Californication, and Scar Tissue.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, hit songs for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. In the game Monopoly, when you go to jail, you are told 2 things. Do not pass go, and what else?
You have to give $200?
No, not, you're on the right track. Do not collect $200.
Oh.
Do not pass go, do not collect $200.
Never finished a game of Monopoly, so I'm surprised I got that close.
Final question. If you left Detroit, Michigan, driving south, what is the first foreign country you would reach?
Driving south?
Yes.
Mexico. No?
Sorry, guys. It's Canada.
What? No, that doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
I can see it on the map. How? What?
Look at the map again.
I'm looking right now. Okay.
So you're disputing this?
No, I'm not. Oh, you're so annoying. You're so annoying. I'm
Why?
Looking right now. You're correct, but I'm mad. That's all.
What is annoying?
Just making me question everything I've ever known to be true.
Medina, thank you so much for playing our game today, putting up with our nonsense.
You guys are awesome. Happy holidays.
You too. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, so don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, thanks. My name is Medina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.